Welcome, everyone. I am Michael, your host for Judgment Day. This is the 25th episode in this podcast reading series. It would have been a complete surprise to ancient people that Jesus would call a woman to the stand as his first witness. But times have changed, and women are respected. Ancient pagans would not have accepted a woman as a reliable witness, even if she were the mother of the Messiah. God made male and female to be partners in life, and Mary was not betrothed to Almighty God. The next witness is the most famous of all prophets, and there is going to be some conflict about his testifying. Of course, Elijah has always been the center of controversy whenever and wherever he goes. This episode is the presentation of entries 700 through 702 from Book 5, Volume 2. Be sure to download Volume 1 of Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecies for free from polyatloshapubs.com. Get ready for Judgment Day. Get ready for the apocalypse. You're listening to Devotional Prayers and Modern Prophecy. May it please the Lord to readjourn in his holy courtroom. The day of the Lord has truly been remarkable for all present, and God's judgment will lead to his complete glorification. All present, give thanks to God for the truth of Mary's testimony. Son of Man, now much happier than ever before this day, to have his mother freed from captivity and completely exonerated, contemplates the Lord's gift to him of resurrecting via habeas corpus. The adjudicating of the crimes against him and mankind continues.
May it please the court that I may call my next witness to the stand, the greatest of all prophets, the most honored of all known to man. I request the presence of one who lives forever to testify in court. I call to the stand the honorable and eternally venerated Prophet Elijah.
Upon hearing the completion of this request and knowing its significance, the spectators behind the barrister, those seated in the gallery, and all of the holy ones in the surrounding gantry stand and applaud the arrival of this expert witness on Judgment Day. Emotions run high and anticipations are nearly overwhelming. It is truly a surprise for this witness to be called forth, but he is the one whom Christ truly loved in his lifetime on earth. Elijah was John the Baptist, once beheaded by Herod. The glorious day of the Lord has finally come to all, and there will be no possible denial of the truth. Jesus of Nazareth will be exonerated today before God as the man God truly chose to be King of the Jews. Rejoices in the holy temple of his eternal heaven. The day of judgment will surely glorify Almighty God. The testimony of the righteous will finally be heard, and all will come to know the truth of God's word. The Son of Man knows this witness all too well, because they met more than once in his lifetime. It was on earth when he first knew this man who came out of the desert to make the path straight. Thank you. John the Baptist was the name of his fame, but the truth is that he was always called Elijah. He returned to the earth from the heavens above to deliver the message of God's truth and love. He had a mission the same as the prophet Samuel. Elijah's task was to identify Jesus as the Christ. Upon his repentance of sin and baptism in water, Jesus received the anointing of God's Holy Spirit. It was Elijah who made straight the highway for God. It was Elijah who concealed the truth of Phanuel. He protected God's interests from pagan idolaters. Elijah witnessed the entire life of Jesus Christ. The celebratory joy of all those present in the court was briefly allowed by God the judge who is righteous. Still, there must be order in the court on this day, and the Lord only needed to strike his gavel once. The glorification of God will truly occur among the faithful now that all of them will have hope of their salvation. God is without sin, and this truth has been proven. Praise the Lord! Jesus has saved us again. The Son of Man welcomes this honored guest and identifies him for the record as his expert witness. Elijah quickly understands the purpose for his presence, and he does not hesitate to be the Lord's second witness. All have waited long for this day to come about in heaven, and the truth of what happened will no longer be in doubt, because the testimony of God's greatest witness of truth would surely seal a fate for all of the criminals on trial.
With humility and with the Lord's approving permission, I pray to ask this witness to tell his expert story of how we first met on earth at the River Jordan and to tell the court the truth of God's everlasting glory. Great and mighty is the one true God of all the universe, for there is no other God than Eloi, the Shining One. May his mercies be eternal for all of his loving sons, and I tell you the truth, that Jesus Christ was a man.
A murmur of relief whispers throughout the courtroom, a quiet expression of solemnity and faint gasping breaths. Through the audience to hear truth expressed so valiantly, exonerating Jesus Christ and the Father, God Almighty. Well, this concludes episode 25 of Judgment Day. The subtitle for this segment was The Prophet Elijah. The marvel of the first witness has passed, but the wonder of the second witness begins. The most famous of all prophets, Elijah, is the expert witness called to the stand. The Son of Man will surely make a point of undeniable veracity in the court today. This witness has been to the earth more than once, and he was also killed, the same as Jesus Christ. Elijah lives forever, the same as Enoch, and they were both witnesses to God's eternal truth. this witness will definitely make straight the highway for our God. Be sure to subscribe for notifications of the next release. You don't want to miss any of these episodes. Thank you for listening. I am Michael.